In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The text of our sermon this morning is our second lesson appointed for this Sunday. We read in Paul's letter to the Ephesians in the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 17. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This is God's Word. Dearly loved by God in Christ Jesus, there are clothes that you won't wear. There are clothes that you no longer can wear. And there are clothes that you no longer should wear. Now, I hope you recognize that I'm paraphrasing that commercial for the Goodwill store about giving your clothes to them. The one thing all of those kinds of clothes I mentioned have in common is that they are all old clothes. These old clothes that we have are neither stylish nor appropriate. They are taking up space that we need to fill with new clothes. New clothes that we can wear with a good conscience because they speak volumes about who we are now, today, not speak about who we were then back in the day. The Apostle Paul uses the illustration of exchanging new clothes for old clothes in this section of his letter to the Ephesians. The old self with its bad thinking, with its bad attitudes, with its immorality, with its deceitful desires, that's the old clothes that we are to put off, to put away. And instead, we are to clothe ourselves with those new clothes that God gives us that are like Him, righteous and holy. They are clothes that are appropriate, and we might say stylish in a Christian way for who we are today. No longer unbelievers, but the children of God. Our theme then is this: those old clothes do not fit our new life. We see, first of all, that the old clothes are our former way of life. And then that our new life is one of righteousness and holiness in Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote this epistle to the Christians in Ephesus when he was in prison the first time in Rome. He wrote this message to those Christians and to us: I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. He reminded them of the calling that we have received to be the children of God. And now we are to live a life worthy of that calling, in keeping, fitting with that calling. And to do that, he says that we are to no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. The apostle uses the word Gentiles here as a synonym for unbelievers. He reminds the Ephesians, at one time you were unbelievers. And like those unbelievers who continue in that, you used to live in the futility, in the emptiness of your thinking. That's true of all of us, even though many of us don't remember that day. All of us lived in the futility of our thinking before the Holy Spirit called us to faith by the means of grace. It is futile. It is useless. It is empty to think that I can be happy, I can be satisfied, I can be hopeful without having Jesus Christ in my life. That I can be all those things separated from God. That is futile and empty thinking to believe that. How often don't we hear people say something like an unbeliever say something like, my life is so empty. Or how empty my life is. Or even worse, to hear an unbeliever say, I fill my daily life with sexual immorality. I fill it with greed. I fill it with ambition and success. And you know, I really am happy. I am really happy. That is futility of thinking apart from life in Christ. Where does such old clothes thinking come from? The unbeliever's sinful, corrupted nature has made them total strangers apart from the spiritual life that comes only through God in the means of grace. But where do those old clothes come from? Well, certainly the devil has a part to play in that. As the devil tells us his lies that we will be happier, we will be more fulfilled, we will have more hope if we turn away from the Lord. It's a little bit like the futility of the thinking of the Israelites. Boy, we remember the days in Egypt when we had it so good. We had plenty to eat. We sat around pots full of food. Life was pretty wonderful back when we were slaves making bricks without straw. That's the futility of that old clothes thinking. But Paul places the blame squarely on the unbelievers themselves, on the person himself or herself who continues in that thinking, who continues to wear those old clothes, who gives themselves over to the sin of indulging in it and seeking more of it in life. Paul uses a word that literally means to live in unrestrained living. The unbeliever chooses to continue and to turn their life over to unrestrained living, to keep wearing those old clothes. And then finally, the unbeliever hardens their heart against even the natural knowledge of God. So he lives in ignorance even of that. In the futility of their thinking, unbelievers believe that fulfilling the insatiable appetites of sin will lead to happiness and fulfillment, when in fact, it leads only to eternal death, separated from God. Paul told the Ephesians and us, that's where you were. That was your former way of life. Those were the old clothes that you were dressed in. Now put them off. Throw them off because they are no longer, or they are not appropriate for who you are now. They don't fit who you are now, the redeemed children of God, chosen from all eternity. Paul wrote to the Ephesians that that's not what they learned when they learned about Christ. That's not what they learned when they were taught about Jesus. And so Paul wrote to them and us, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires." Our old Adam, our sinful nature, still is trying to be deceitful and to deceive us, to destroy us. We still have to carry around our sinful nature with us as long as we live. You know, and I know, every day we experience the sinful nature telling us, deceiving us, "Put your old clothes back on. Put on those sexual urges and that greed and those other sins that you know are a temptation to you. Put those on again. Then you'll really be happy. Then you'll really be fulfilled in life." God has given us that new man. He has provided for us new clothes that He has given to us to put on. You and I experience daily our old Adam with its bad reputation and insatiable desire for evil to drag us back into where we were. My sinful nature is there with its deceitful thinking, saying, "Put on those sins again. Put on those old clothes of what you were before you were a believer, and you'll be cool. And you'll be popular. And you'll be accepted by the world once again." Maybe sin tries to convince us that there is much to gain and there is much to enjoy by putting on those old clothes. But Paul says, take them off. Put them off, because they only lead to death. We no longer want to wear them. We can no longer wear them. We should no longer wear them. Who of us wants to go back to letting our sinful desires control our lives and get the best of us? Not a Christian, not a child of God ever wants to go back to that. But how can we do that? How can we not do that? How can we put on new clothes? Where do they come from? We can't do it ourselves, but God already has done it for us. God has given us the garments of our salvation. God has created in us by the Holy Spirit a new man like God, righteous and holy. God has created us to be like Him, to constantly hate what is sin, to constantly hate what is evil in our lives. You know, sometimes that deceitful desire of our old Adam tries to convince us that God overlooks my sin because I'm a believer. The Bible tells me God never overlooks sin. He never overlooks it in anybody. He never overlooks it in any way. But God has paid for all sin by the innocent sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. And through faith, we clothe ourselves in those new garments of His perfect obedience and His innocent suffering and death. And assured of my forgiveness, I look to God for that continued strength to put off the old and to put on the new, which do fit, which are appropriate for my new life as a Christian. Note that when Paul wrote, "To be made new in the attitude of your minds, created to be like God," that those are both passive verbs. God is the action doer in those things. We are but the recipients of that. God has created us to be like Him. God has created in us a new attitude in our minds. You and I now have an unending love to do what is right and an unchanging aversion to sin. This is the image of God renewed in us as Christians. This is the new man who now is in control of our lives. And in Him we wear those new clothes as God's children. My new self controls my thoughts, my words, and my actions. God continues to give me this new life by the means of grace. Paul expresses this truth in another way to the Galatians. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Somebody once said that when I am preparing a beautiful garden, that I don't want to prepare a patch in the middle where only the weeds will grow. And so you and I, through daily contrition and repentance, you and I, through daily drowning our old Adam in that daily contrition and repentance, put off our old clothes, put off our old self, and put on the new man. The constant pursuit of sinful earthly pleasure is the chief attire of the unbeliever for this life. While he or she lives in this world, the Christian still possesses that same sinful nature, and I must contend with it each and every day of my life. But what will I do? I will put off that old self. I will remove that old self. And I will put on the new man. I will put on the new attire that God has given me. I will wear the garments of salvation with a good conscience, reflecting not what I was back in the day, but what I am today. A child of God. Amen.